Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the weekend edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk, Sunday, the 17th of January. Starting off with Altitude Group, where it looks as though the flattening of the 200-day moving average after the decline that we've had in recent months has been the kicker for the latest spike to the upside, breaking the initial January resistance around 25 pence. And while we're above that, looking forward hopefully to a top of May price channel target as high as 50 to 55 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. Probably the hard stop loss there, back below the 200-day moving average at 20.5 pence. Lots of chit-chat regarding Cat and I, and I suppose people are believing that in the current environment, it's time for the shares to finally take off. As you can see, we've just had a situation since April where we've had spikes which have been sold into, and then gradually over the recent past, the price action dying down, volatility going down as well. So in a tight range at the moment. Probably the easiest way forward here is to wait for a clearance of the initial January resistance, 3.5 pence on an end of day close basis, just because we've had any spike or all the spikes so far sold into quite aggressively. So it's rather strange behavior there. But if we can get through the 3.5 pence, 4 pence area on this occasion, hopefully we'll then be able to test or retest the best levels of last year and the top of that rising trend channel from April, promising a target as high as 10 pence if the seller finally goes away. Destiny Pharma, rather easier situation. Here we had good signals from the chart, especially with the break of the 50-day moving average that we saw at the beginning of this month with a good solid green candle. Current situation is that we're heading towards what was the previous target for the stock near £1.40. Hopefully that'll be hit earlier this week, but the big picture target, maybe over the next month or two, is as high as £2.50, which is the steeper channel there from September, and the floor of the channel currently around the 105 pence area, and also I suppose the stop loss around 105 pence as well, which was the breakout level this month. So above 105, hopefully as high as £2.50 for Destiny Pharma, and that might happen as soon as the end of next month. A stock which has rejigged itself and certainly rejigged the share price is Edenville. Here we've got a situation where we've bounced off the floor of a broadening triangle there on the daily chart from June. The floor of the triangle around 22, 23 pence, and the highlight for the end of the last week was the way that we closed above the 50-day moving average and also the initial January resistance at 29 pence. At least while we're above the 50-day line, looking for hopefully a move towards the top of the channel here at 80 pence on the, over the next 1 to 2 months. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for a clearance of the 200-day line, but it does look as though enough momentum has been built with that break at the end of the week to get the shares finally going to at least a decent rally, maybe towards 50 or 60 pence, if not the 80 pence technical target there. Requested stock is on the runway next, and here it's a stock which I have looked at before, but certainly worth having another peek at now. Here we've broken on Equals Group the late November resistance at 34 pence, and at least while we're above that, looking forward and hopefully to hit the top of the rising March 2020 price channel just through 55 pence, and that could happen as soon as the end of next month. There's a sort of positive backing as well from the way the shares gapped up to start this month, and that's actually an island reversal, which is one of the strongest technical or charting setups that you can have. So looking good on multiple fronts there for Equals, and so we would assume that 55 pence plus even will be hit over coming weeks. Stock which doesn't get much airplay, I think anywhere really, so far anyway, is the next one, Hawk Wing, where we've had, well, it's obviously a very patchy chart, a liquid chart as well, liquid stock, but we've had a clear break at the end of last week through the near-term resistance around the 5 pence level. And certainly while we're above 5 pence looking for higher prices, not only retesting that brief spike towards 12 pence, but hopefully up towards 14 or 15 pence at the top of the rising trend channel from the end of last year. As 50-day moving average at 4.3 pence, a decent dynamic stop loss for those who are tempted by that situation. Stock which it's a very difficult one to call, but hoping that on this occasion it will be correct, the bullish call, that is. The reason for saying that on MitreTech is the way that previous rallies that we've had, blink and you missed it rallies, rather like Kat and I have been sold into rather quickly, almost like the next day after the spike. In this situation, we had a bit of a pullback from the initial January spike, but we've recovered with a strong weekly close. So that's what I would call a V-shaped bull flag, or in fact, probably actually more accurately is a handle formation with a sort of saucer over the last few months. So hopefully the break of the handle, end of day close above 32.7 pence on Friday should be enough to give this stock some sustained momentum over the near term and eventually hit the top of the broadening triangle from July up to 70 pence as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss here probably back below the 50-day moving average at 27 pence should do the trick. It's good that that's also rising now as well, that particular 50-day line. So hopefully above 27 pence, looking for 70 pence on MitreTech. Stock which I don't cover very much and you don't see it very often either in the headlines is Pennant International, but here we have broken up above the 200-day line there at 38 pence, a decent weekly close as well. And while we're above that, looking forward hopefully to a move to the top of the rising trend channel from March last year, currently promising a target as high as 70 pence. So hopefully Pennant will start to deliver positive momentum as well over the near term. Stock which has been taking a long time to get its act together is Totally, but does look as though this has been from at least May last year. We've got a saucer bottom in place, so it's an extended base to say the least. And this current consolidation here looks like a bull flag at resistance or a handle, I suppose, as well. And a solid break above 25 pence early this week should be enough to get the shares on their way towards the top of a rising trend channel from May, currently promising a target as high as 55 pence. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. So a decent setup there. This stage, early really, well, back below the 20 pence level, either December resistance or the 50-day line really delaying the upside scenario, but unlikely given how much work has been done there. Debut stock coming up next in the form of Verici. And here we've got a situation which already looks like a very bullish situation, a possible multi-bagging situation. The reason for the enthusiasm is really the gap last week through through resistance, through the 60 pence area. And then the solid end of week close as well. That does suggest that at the very least we'll head towards the top of that guessed rising trend channel at estimated price channel, a target at £1.20. And that's valid while we hold above the low 60s and at least while we hold above the gap there. So above 60 pence, hopefully as high as £1.20 for Verici or Verici over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Next up is a stock which, again, is probably a difficult call in the sense that shares of Velocity Composites have been hanging around in the 15 to 25 pence area for months, at least since last April. And so to make a call on exactly when they're going to break higher is difficult. But we've had last month the 50-day moving average rising over the 200-day line. So that's the first stage. And the weekly close last week with the Friday price action opening at the low and closing at the high does suggest that on this occasion, any break of 25 pence should get decent follow through and at least take the shares up towards the 40 pence area. Again, hopefully as soon as the end of next month and perhaps even if we get some proper interest there as soon as the end of this month on Velocity. Just a couple of shares to go now. One is relatively obscure, but looking as though it's finally getting ready to push higher. Zaim Credit Systems. Long basing here since, well, I suppose, best part of a year. And also we've had very liquid price action. But again, a punchy call in the sense that we broke above the 50-day line, broke above the 200-day line middle of last month, a strong weekly close. And hopefully if we can sustain 3 pence on a weekly close again this week, or next week rather, the 6 pence area should be the target on the shares by the end of February. One of the easiest bullish stocks of the recent past has been Zoetic. I suppose in the recent past we had the glory of that gap through resistance on, I think, fundamental news at that time through the 50 pence area. We never filled the gap, and so that does only happen in the strongest of situations. Current setup is that while we're above the floor of the rising trend channel from October, around the 60 pence area, we're looking forward and hopefully going to get a top of channel target at £1.50, and that could be seen as soon as the end of February. If we're cautious on the shares, which some people might be, you'd wait for an end of day close through the initial January resistance, 76 pence. But it does look as though enough has been done here for the shares to deliver their new leg up relatively soon. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.